Chapter 207 to W.M. Healy, August 21, 1901, Los Angeles, California. Elder Healy, dear brother, I cannot sleep after 1 o'clock. I have words to speak to you. For many years I have been instructed that you are in danger of looking at things in a wrong light. This places you where you are not a wise counselor. You have traits of character which need to be entirely changed, else you will be a hindrance to the work, leading some to entertain suspicions and to strike out in independent lines of action. Such a course of action is surely a mistake, and if followed will bring difficulties not easily managed. It is not according to the light which the Lord has given for you to link up with our institutions. There is a work for you to do in new fields. When you act as a supervisor, you hinder the work, placing the stone in front of the wheel instead of behind. Your ideas are not always after the order of God. Should they be carried out, precedents would be established which would bring in a state of things difficult to manage. Difficulties would arise which would be charged to the separation of this conference from the conference in the northern part of the state. This separation is right, and it will be a great blessing if unwise minds do not create suspicion, saying, but, and suppose, bringing up this and that danger, making a mountain out of a molehill. If you seek the Lord with the whole heart, He will abide with you. But your temperament is such that it is hard for you to work in Christian union with your brethren. You have a great variety of negatives of your own creating, which, introduced into other minds, set in operation a train of thought opposed to the Lord's plan. Be careful how you drop into the hearts of your brethren the seeds of suspicion and questioning. It is not profitable to keep questions and suppositions as a stock in trade. Do not by your criticisms throw a mist over the path in which God desires to lead His people. This is the drawback in your makeup. Your mold must not be placed on the work. The sanitarium must be under the supervision of men of far-seeing judgment. When you drop in other minds your seeds of suspicion, these seeds, springing up, bear fruit of a very objectionable character. Oh, that you could see the necessity of separating from all suspicion. There is nothing in it which advances the work. If you would stand apart from it, you would be far better fitted to handle responsibilities. You have often stood on the negative side, and you will continue to stand there as long as you think that you must invent something of a different order from the work of your brethren. If you would drink from the fountain of living water, this would quench the thirst to have your wisdom regarded as superior. It is not in accordance with the mind of the Lord to encourage suspicion, jealousy, envy, and evil surmising. The Lord desires His people to unite and to look constantly to Jesus. They are to work in sympathy and love, with entire confidence in one another. Christ declares, "All ye are brethren." My brother, the Lord desires you to come into line. Learn to place yourself not in the negative side. Unless your plans are followed, it is as natural for you to do this as to breathe. Your suppositions regarding the position and work of Elders A.T. Jones and E.J. Wagner were incorrect. Your letters to Elder Butler, to warn him against something, were entirely misleading. He burned these letters so that no one should learn the source of his light. These letters resulted in retarding the work of God for years and brought severe and taxing labor upon me. One such experience as that we had in Minneapolis as a result of your unwise letters is sufficient. This experience has left its impress for time and for eternity. Oh, my brother, I beg of you for Christ's sake to be careful how you plant in other minds the seeds of unbelief to bring forth results as sad as those we have seen in the past. The Lord desires this conference to sustain the same relation to the California Medical Missionary Association as the Northern Conference sustains to it. Inspired with one purpose, it is to be in perfect unity with the other parts of the work. There has come into the California Conference a spirit of judgment, an inclination to draw apart. There are some who, unless things appear right to their human judgment, draw apart from their ministering brethren. Thus God is dishonored. You think you see danger that may be at some time, and you speak words of criticism, sowing seeds which, like mustard seeds, become great trees. Give your mind up to unifying rather than to drawing apart. God desires this criticism which produces tares resembling wheat to be entirely done away. Watch ye therefore, for you know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at cock-crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Let your loins be girded about, and your lights burning, and you yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Let every soul note the importance of having a supply of oil. Fill your lamps with holy oil from the two olive trees. This oil is the symbol of the Holy Spirit, which is poured into the minds of believers that they may be co-workers with heavenly agencies. The wise virgins, the waiting ones, had their faith and love and patience nourished by the oil of the Spirit of God. Thus it must be with each one who is saved. It is by the Spirit, the gracious agency of heaven, that the lamp is kept from flickering. Believers must shine as lights in the world, in readiness for the Lord's coming. Readiness for the Lord's appearing is now to be earnestly sought for. The church of the living God is to put on her beautiful garments, the white robe of Christ's righteousness, that she may be ready and waiting for the summons.